Tom Waits has a voice and a musical style that both mesmerizes and makes you laugh. The songs are short stories about romance and heartache.
Well, my time went so quickly, I went lickety-splickly out to my old 55.
To mark Tom Waits' 70th birthday, a group of artists has gotten together to record Coming Up to the House, Women Sing Waits. Those women include Amy Mann, Patti Griffin, Roseanne Cash, Iris DeMent, Shelby Lynn, and her sister Alison Moore, to whom we're listening right now. Alison Moore joins us from NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And from New York, musician and writer Warren Zanes, who produced the album. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having us both.
Alison Moore, let me begin. You were struck by something you've said about Tom Waits. Quote, he is what we all want to be, a fully integrated artist who seemingly sees the whole picture at once and knows how to present it so that we do too. What is that gift?
Well, I think that Tom Waits is an artist who makes art for the sake of making art. I perceive Tom Waits, and I've never met the man, do not know him, but I perceive him as being an artist who's very much in the moment in doing the work for the sake of doing the work.
You've never met Tom Waits?
I have not.
I bet you could pick up the phone right now and make that happen.
I kind of have a rule about not meeting my heroes, so it's all right.
Warren Zanes, a wonderful essay you've written in which you say your mother who first introduced you to Tom Waits.
Yes.
Well, what was your mother hearing that swept her away, you think?
Well, she actually, not to plug your station, but she heard on NPR, the piano has been drinking.
Where did you hear your mother say that?
And she assembled her children around the dining room table and insisted that we hear it.
The piano has been drinking. My nectar is sweet.
I was a preteen, and I felt like I was hearing a song that could have been written on a stone tablet and sung by, you know, someone from the Paleolithic era. It didn't feel close to me. So the first experience I had of Waits was an attention to the lyric and then a kind of unknowability that surrounded him.
You refer to him also as a punk rock Louis Armstrong.
That's how I came to see him. You know, in the liner notes, I said, you know, when punk rock came along, we had more opportunity to find a place for the misfits of music. And that's what Waits was. And he started to make more sense. And I don't know if it was me getting older or us giving more time to understand this anomaly.
Let's get back to the music. Here's Amy Mann's version of Hold On.
They hung a sign up in our town. If you live it up, you won't live it down. So she left Monterey Sun, just like a bullet leaves a gun.
Alison Moore, what is there in Tom Waits' music you think invites women in particular to sing it?
Heart.
You know, that's the best possible answer. I'm wondering if you can, just because we're in an audio medium, I'm wonderful. Wonder if you can expand.
Nah,
on that.
You're not going to get away with that, Moore. Oh, crap.
You know, let's just take it as it is. You can't improve on that. What do you think about that, Warren Zanes? What does a great female artist bring to Tom Waits' lyrics?
Well, I think over the years, Waits got more and more involved in the kind of the grit and the growl, and he went deeper into the back of the cave, and sometimes I think people fail to see the very classic nature of the songs because of that kind of trash can aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we viewed it as his 70th birthday is coming and it's a feast day. And we're going to take these songs and we're going to give them all the sweetness that we can. And there's something about the female voice is associated with a kind of vulnerability and a kind of emotion that we really wanted to breathe in these songs.
I agree with you. I think that the trash can aesthetic allows people to miss that. And that's, you know, I think that that's what I'm looking for when I listen to Tom Waits is this classic form. And then I get excited about what he's going to do with it.
Another song we'd like to introduce now. Patty Griffin sings "Ruby's Arms."
I will leave behind all of my clothes. I wore when I was with you.
Patty Griffin says she loves this song because it makes her think of the people in her family. Alison Moore, is that part of the appeal of Tom Waits? He writes about people we're pretty sure we know.
He does seem to draw up marginal characters a lot. People who are either stuck in life or we don't consider them people that we see.
Yeah.
He exposes the everyday.
If you're interested in songwriting and you want to have the widest view of its possibilities, this is a man to study.
I wonder, Alison Moore and Warren Zanes, what's a Tom Waits song on this album you might talk about for us to play on our way out?
I might point to Phoebe Bridgers' Georgia Lee, and it's got that line, "Why wasn't God watching?" And I just think that if you're a writer and that's the only line that you write in your entire career, you should be studied in universities.
Why wasn't God watching? Why wasn't God listening? Why wasn't God there?
The album, Come On Up to the House. Women sing Waits, Alison Moore and Warren Zanes. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I wasn't good.